This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
We're back live with more Rami Metlock on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Looking forward to getting back at it again this week here. Good opponent coming in town and another division opponent. So look to finish the regular season the right way. And, you know, coming off a loss like that, I know our guys will be hungry to do that.
Third and final hour live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Rami Metlock with you on a Sunday morning. Little pre-game show action, taking you right up to Mully, Olin Krutz, and Patrick Manley, which will get you ready for Bears and Lions from Soldier Field this afternoon. And if her Twitter account is correct, and I assume it is, already at Soldier Field for this matchup. She covers the Bears for Fox Chicago, also an anchor over there, and she joins me on the Score Hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today. Pleasure to welcome in Cassie Carlson. Cassie, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Rami, and you are right. I am at Soldier Field, so the sun is shining on the lakefront, hardly any wind, 30 degrees. It's honestly beautiful for early January, and the fact that we are in week 18 and we're saying that is a blessing, and excited for the game this afternoon.
Yeah, I was going to say, for January, it's actually pretty nice out there, Cassie, is it not?
I know. I feel like we've actually gotten, I say we've gotten lucky with a lot of games, but then we also had like that Browns game that was bitterly cold. So it's been touch and go on some of them, but I mean, this is amazing right now. I'm like basking in the sun.
Cassie, you've gotten to know Ben Johnson. I remember you were one of the first people to get the sit-down interview with Ben Johnson when he was named the Bears head coach. How badly do you think he wants this one, for all the reasons, for the two seed, for the 12 wins, but also for beating his old boss and his old team and Dan Campbell after what they did to the Bears in week two?
Yeah, I mean, if you know Ben Johnson, you know he is the ultimate competitor, and I think that comes across in everything that he does, whether it's speaking about his team or just the angles you see of him on the sidelines being so locked into games. And I think just the moment when he took the field in Detroit, that was his return to Detroit for the first time, and he was booed by all those Lions fans. And then to lose 52-21 in that game, start 0-2, you got the sense from the outside that the Bears this season was going to be a growing year under a first-year head coach. And the way he's been able to turn it around and win 11 of their next 14 games, clinch the get the two seed heading into the playoffs for the first time in 5 years. I mean, it's just been remarkable. And I think he'll never admit it, but Ben Johnson would definitely want to get revenge over Dan Campbell and the Lions. And I also think it's more important to just have momentum heading into the postseason. And while this team has said multiple times they don't believe in momentum carrying over from week to week in season, I think it's totally different when you are about to head into the playoffs, know you have home field advantage, and you don't want to lose two in a row going into the most important time of the year.
Yeah, has that been sort of echoed in the Bears locker room that you, even though they say, you know, we want to go 1-0 in this week, the idea of momentum and not wanting to go into the postseason with two straight losses, is that something that you've heard when going through that locker room and talking to those guys?
I don't think I've heard those words specifically. I just think when you look at team morale, the fact that this team hasn't lost two straight games since the start of the season, you don't want to be in new territory heading into when everyone is playing their best football. And I think you could argue that offensively the Bears have found their groove. Defensively, you need to see a bounce back game after what happened in Santa Clara last week. And I think that was the more echoed message of just TJ Edwards saying, you know, we weren't good enough on defense. You can't allow any team to put up that many points or nearly 500 yards of offense, especially when you're going into the postseason and every team is good. And so I think the Bears defense, especially Dennis Allen said he didn't coach well enough to put him in the right positions. That's what you're looking at right now, needing to lock down a little bit more, especially on those critical downs. Cause I think you look at what they've done throughout the year, they've come up big and gotten some stops what they needed to, but if you're going to be allow a team to go 70% on third down and then perfect in the red zone, I just don't think that's going to be good enough when it comes to postseason football. And so defensively speaking, I think that's where they're kind of honing in on right now. And then offensively, it's just keep building. And Caleb Williams obviously has shown that he is Superman in the fourth quarter. You love to see that they can win those close games, getting six wins, close game comeback wins this season. But I just think it's more honing in on the details and making sure that they are focused on themselves. But as Ben Johnson said this week, every team is going to play faster. They're going to play cleaner. And the sense of urgency just goes up even more when they get to the playoffs.
Talking with Cassie Carlson of Fox 32 Chicago here on The Score on a Sunday morning. Rami Makhlouf with me. You touched on so many topics there that I wanted to get into with you. But with that being said, and as bad as they want that win today out at Soldier Field, there's still a path to the 2 seed if indeed they were to lose this game, if the Eagles also lose and the Eagles are sitting their starters today as they take on Washington. How cautious do you think Ben Johnson is with guys that are battling injuries right now? And that list starts but doesn't end with Aroma Dunze. Do you think they lean more towards the safe route and trying to make sure they're as healthy as they can be in week 8 in the wild card round? Or do you think it's all hands on deck, and if you're healthy enough to play football, you're playing football today?
I think if you're healthy enough to play football, you're playing football today. I think Ben Johnson comes from Dan Campbell, who they have a similar mindset of they're not playing not to lose. And while potentially at halftime, if the Bears are up big, maybe they change their mindset and they rest some of their starters. But coming out of the gate, I think that all those guys will be on the field. Roma Dunze is questionable with that foot injury that's kept him out 4 games. I don't know if it's smart to play him in this game. Maybe it's better to keep him for the playoffs and allow you to get your number one wide receiver back then, especially with the way someone like Luther Burden is playing right now. But I think Ben Johnson, his DNA is to go out there and win big. That's something that he said in his introductory press conference. And as he said this week, they are playing to win. I also don't expect them to do much scoreboard watching. I just think that when you're trying to change the culture, which I think he has done this year, you have to be consistent with your messaging and what you're going to do. And so I expect the starters to be out there today.
Cassie, let me ask you the question that I started off the show asking the listening audience today, which is, what's your confidence level in this Bears team right now that they can make a deep playoff run, an NFC championship, or even a Super Bowl appearance? And is there, what if anything, is there that you could see out there today that could maybe bump that up half a point or a point in terms of your confidence level?
My confidence level, we could put it at a 6 right now for a deep run. I think they can win 1 game for sure, especially if they're the 2 seed. And I just like the odds of hosting the Packers, who I feel like have run out of a little bit of luck and are just deflated by all the injuries that they've had this season, even if Jordan Love is going to be playing in the postseason. But I think the one thing that gives me the biggest concern right now is seeing the way that the defense played in Santa Clara, because you were going up against one of the hottest offenses in the NFL and with the 49ers, and the fact that they just couldn't get the stops, I think, is a huge area of concern. Because you talk to everyone, and what did they say about what matters in the playoffs? Running the ball and defense. And I think, yes, the Bears can run the ball, but if the defense can't get stopped, you're about to potentially face some elite quarterbacks, especially if you look at who they could potentially go up against in the Rams or 49ers if they say they lose today, and they are the 3 seed. And so if you're going to see Matthew Stafford, he's a Hall of Famer, MVP conversations, that's a concern. Brock Purdy, again, would be another concern just because of the way they've been playing without George Kittle that was in that game as well. So I would need to see the defense step up big time. And we know that the Lions put up 52 points week two against this defense. Yeah. They're not the same team that they were week two. And so I would need to see the Bears defense locked down in order to feel a little bit more confident for them to at least make the NFC Championship.
My answer to that question, Cassie, and tell me if this is crazy. You wouldn't be the first person to call me crazy here on these airwaves or just in my life in general. It sounds weird, but they've been so reliant on the turnovers. And when they don't get turnovers, they tend not to win football games because they can't stop teams from moving the ball up and down the field. I said it's weird, but I'd like to see them win a football game and stop an offense without getting any turnovers today. Like, I just want to know that they have that in their tool belt and that they can win a football game with that formula or that recipe, and they don't rely strictly on taking the ball away from the other team to win, because it's going to be harder to get those takeaways once the postseason starts.
No, definitely. And the stat is what? They're 9-0 when they get two or more takeaways in a game. And I think I remember talking to Jalen Johnson when he was returning, and I asked about, is this defense just a little bit too reliant on the takeaways? Are they too opportunistic? And he's like, well, sometimes, like, maybe that's okay. But I think we saw that come out last week with you start the game with the pick six, and then the defense couldn't generate anything else. And so I think they are heavily reliant on the takeaways. The only thing about that, too, is the fact that Caleb Williams doesn't give the ball away, and the offense doesn't turn the ball over, because they have the fewest giveaways in the league, too. And so that's kind of the recipe, I think, that's been working best for them this season. And it might have to be that they are just going to have to rely on the takeaways, and they're going to come that way. Now, if you talk to a lot of the defensive players, too, they will tell you that it is such an emphasis, and it's ingrained in their mind so much that they are constantly going after the ball. And I think maybe Nashawn Wright is the perfect example of that. We saw him get burned a handful of times last week against San Francisco, but throughout the season, he has also been one of the main guys to just find ways to rip the ball out of offense's hands when they need it most. And I think the most perfect example of that was the Tush Push fumble back in Black Friday against the Eagles, and the way that just changed the trajectory of the game, really sealed the deal for the Bears. And so I see it both ways. Well, yes, I think defensively they do rely on it, and they have to because they can't get the stops in a lot of other ways. But I also think it is part of their identity, and they preach it so heavily, and that's a credit to Al Harris, that they lead the league in it.
Talking with Cassie Carlson of Fox Chicago here on The Score on a Sunday morning for a few more minutes. Rami Makhlouf taking you right up to Bears pregame at noon. Cassie, it sounds like if I heard you correctly and read between the lines correctly, you want the Packers in the wild card round. Do you think that's the best matchup for this Bears team?
Does that make me crazy?
I mean, I don't know. Cassie, I've said, I'll be upfront, I'll be honest with you. I've said I'm okay with just closing the book on Packers and Bears for this season and going into the offseason with, if nothing else, bragging rights over the Packers, that we got that miraculous win last time we saw them, that we won the NFC North. Not that I don't think we can't beat them, but I also think we could lose to the Packers, and I don't want to wipe away those bragging rights going into the offseason. So I'd rather just avoid them. And honestly, I think they might be the toughest matchup, because going back to what we just talked about, they're the most secure with the football. Of the three teams that you could possibly face, they have the fewest giveaways per game and fewest giveaways on the season. I think I want them to win today, and I want them to get the two seed. I'm not saying I want to avoid the Packers, but if I'm just looking at it like objectively, to me the best matchup might be the 49ers. And I know that might sound crazy after the loss last week.
I want the Packers. I don't know if the way that maybe we're around this team and the way that game ended a couple weeks ago with the walk-off touchdown and just the fact that it felt like truly the tables had turned in that rivalry game. And then watching, granted, Jordan Love wasn't playing in the game against the Ravens, but watching Derrick Henry run all over that Packers defense, I'm like, why can't the Bears go out and do that? I think that would be the perfect recipe. You would have home field advantage. And I just think, you know, I don't think this team shies away from any competition, any team, any player. And I think it would be the perfect story. I mean, I'm a reporter, right? So it's like the perfect storybook.
Sure. Yeah.
Ending or whatever in the playoffs. And I just think you that's what I want. It's not for any specific reason other, I think, than being a fan of this team growing up and wanting to see this rivalry continue to play out in the most dramatic fashions. And with both games in the regular season coming down to the last play, I know it would be an epic one. And I talked to Cole Kmet this week and I said, you know what the 2 seed gets you. And he's like, oh yeah, it would be crazy to get the Packers for the third time in a month, one, playing them 3 times in a month is also crazy. And he's like, I guarantee you it would be an epic showdown. And so I think deep down, one, the Bears aren't going to play for the 3 seed. They're going to play for the 2 seed. So that's just what you draw to begin with.
Right.
But I just think it would be such a way to get the playoffs started for the Bears.
Talking with Cassie Carlson of Fox Chicago here for a few more minutes on the Score on a Sunday morning. Rami Makhlouf with you. And you just said, Cassie, lifelong Bears fan and growing up watching this team, I'm sure you've heard the stat that the Bears have never had a 4,000-yard passer before. And we hear it constantly. Every time a quarterback starts to sniff around it, we hear it. Every time they take a quarterback in the first round, we hear it. How badly, first of all, let me ask, how badly do you want Caleb Williams as a lifelong Bears fan? Take off your reporter and professional hat for a second and just be a Bears fan. How badly do you want to see it? And how badly do you think Caleb Williams and that Bears offense wants to go out there and achieve that mark?
Of course I want to see it. One, because it would stop being a storyline that we have each and every year. And so that would just be nice to move past it. And Caleb Williams, I think, desperately wants to break the record and be the first 4,000-yard passer in Bears history, too. And it was interesting kind of the dichotomy between Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams talking about it this week, because the back and forth with Ben Johnson and the reporters was like, do you want to get him to 4,000? He's like, the only important stat is the win. He's like, 4,000 yards is an arbitrary number. There are teams that don't have a 5,000-yard passer. Okay. Well, Caleb Williams is like, yes, team goals come first. He's like, but then I didn't get drafted to Chicago to, you know, just be mediocre. I don't wake up every day just to be mediocre. I came here to break records, and not just Bears records, but NFL records. And he wants to be the best quarterback in NFL history. And so you know that Caleb Williams wants that so desperately. I don't think Ben Johnson would ever admit they're going to try and give it to him. He's only thrown for more than 270 four times this season. But given the fact that this Lions defense is so depleted in their secondary, they're down 3 starters right now, I think there's a good opportunity for him to get it. And I think if he's close, they're going to let him become the first 4,000-yard passer.
I would love to
see Kramer's record. That's good.
I would love to see it, Cassie. I've been saying on the air, I need that stat to be put to rest. It reminds me, and I don't know if I'm being overdramatic with this, it's like we kept hearing 1908, 1908, 1908 until the Cubs finally won a World Series, and I just get tired of it. And it's also it also signifies just that the Bears have been stuck in football past. You know what I mean, with their offense for so long, for the entirety of my lifetime, that number is one that keeps getting brought up. Cassie, are you in the prediction game? Do you have a prediction for this game coming up this afternoon between the Bears and the Lions?
I can be in the prediction game. I'm going to go Bears 34, Lions 28.
I like it. I like it. There is Cassie Carlson, catcher on Fox 32, covering the Bears, also anchoring the sports. And you can follow her on Twitter at Cassie Carlson TV. And my guest for the last few minutes here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, presented by Circa Sports Illinois. Download the Circa Sports app today. Cassie, appreciate the time and the insight. Go soak up some sun out there out at Soldier Field.
Oh, I have been this entire time. Rami, I appreciate you. Happy game day.
Thank you. Back to you. Back at you. And again, she joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Speaking of Circa, join the Score and Circa Sports Illinois this Friday at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Spiegel and Holmes will be live there from 2 to 6 for Chicago football playoff talk. Plus, you can win Chicago sports tickets from Circa Sports Illinois. That's this Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. It's all brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, the Bears have taken the North. Are they not giving it back? We'll talk about that right after this. Rami Makhlouf with you on The Score on a Sunday morning and back in just a few minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The last thing, the most important piece, is we're going to take the North and never give it back.
We're back. Live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That's me with you for about 30 more minutes talking Bears with you, and you can get in on the conversation at 312-644-6767. That, of course, was Ryan Poles upon getting announced as the Bears general manager and saying that they're taking the North and they're not giving it back.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
And they took the North. They done did that. After that soundbite was a like a punchline. Since Ryan Poles said it, it's been a punchline and something thrown back in his face since he said it. Well, they took care of half that equation. They have taken the North. Are they not giving it back? Are you able to look ahead and say this is the Bears division for years to come? 312-644-6767. I'd love to say yeah, for sure. That would win a lot. That would win over a lot of people for me if I just said yeah, Bears are winning, are NFC North champs and the kings of the North for the foreseeable future. Can we go that far though and say that? Like, I don't know that I can't. I'm trying to not even look ahead to the future. I really am. Although a lot of this is about the future, with it being year one of Ben Johnson and year two of Caleb Williams and all the promise that they've already shown in the union of those two guys. I just, first of all, again, trauma speaking. And we've been here before where we have these pop-up years and 2018 being the most recent one. And then there's no follow-up. There is no building on that moving forward. And so that is definitely in the back of my mind. And one of the reasons I try to not even think about or worry about the future and just sort of live in the now, be here now and enjoy what's going on and enjoy the fact that the Bears have a chance at 12 wins today and have a chance at a 2 seed and a home playoff game. And as I said earlier in the show, in this year's NFL and with it being as wide open as it is, yes, the possibility of making it to and winning a Super Bowl. I think that is legitimately out there. But as far as not giving it back, as far as not giving back the North, how confident, how certain are you that that's something that the Bears will do? I'm not there yet. How about you? 312-644-6767. And there's two sides to this coin. The Bears don't exist in a vacuum. The Bears exist within a division. And I think this division, I mean, you look at this division and there's a real possibility that it is one of just two divisions in the entire league that has three teams with a winning record. If the Packers lose to the Vikings today and the Lions are able to knock off the Bears, you're looking at the 11-5 Bears, the 9-7-1 Packers, the 9-8 Lions, and the 9-8 Vikings. All four teams in the division could have winning records depending on how these games play out today. And there's a good chance that the Vikings knock off the Packers because the Packers have chosen to sit all their starters. That alone tells you how good this division is, how tight and how hardly fought this division is. And I don't think the Lions are just going to lay down and die after this season. Their window for winning a Super Bowl maybe has closed. And Dan Campbell said when they lost in the NFC Championship a few years ago that those moments like that are fleeting and they're precious and you have to take advantage of them when they come because there is no guarantee that you'll ever get back there. And maybe the window has closed. Can I say that with any certainty? No. No, I can't. They have too much pedigree. They have too much track record. They just have too much damn talent on that team for me to say that they're in the rear view and are going to stay in the rear view. Heck, if they don't have the injuries that they had on defense this year, I think we might be talking about a whole different story headed into this game this after. This might be for all the marbles. This one right here might be for the division if the Lions can stay healthy, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And so I don't think they're that far away from figuring out the problems that they had this year and taking the North right back, the division that they've won here the last couple of years. I'll go up one spot in the standings and take a look at the Minnesota Vikings, who, again, could finish the season at 9-8. Kevin O'Connell is one hell of a coach, man, and I don't know what's going to happen with Brian Flores, their defensive coordinator. There's some rumblings that his contract is up at the end of this year, that he might be on his way out, have one foot out the door, maybe even be in consideration for some head coaching jobs again, despite his lawsuit against the NFL, his discriminatory lawsuit against the NFL a few years ago when he was fired by the Dolphins and didn't get a real look at head coaching jobs. So obviously there are questions there, and I don't know what J.J. McCarthy is. I'm not sure that he's a bust. I'm also not sure that he'll even be their quarterback or that they won't bring in somebody to unseat J.J. McCarthy as their quarterback or just somebody to come in and compete with J.J. McCarthy. And I think whoever you give to Kevin O'Connell at the quarterback position, he's going to get the most out of them. And I think if it is McCarthy, you could see a big step out of that guy in his second year as a starter after sort of redshirting as a rookie last year and watching Sam Darnold do his thing. I wouldn't be shocked at all to see him, J.J. McCarthy, take a step next year and be a good quarterback in this league. And if that happens, Yeah, the Minnesota Vikings are right back in the discussion when you look at what that defense can do, when you look at all the weapons that J.J. McCarthy or whoever the quarterback is has at his disposal. Take a look at the Green Bay Packers. And again, if not for injuries, it's maybe a different story. And yeah, the Bears have had their own injuries, so that's not an excuse. It doesn't take anything away from the Bears winning the North. There is no asterisk on this thing whatsoever, but you're telling me it's maybe not a different story with a healthy Micah Parsons. It's maybe not a different story if Jordan Love doesn't miss the last couple of games with a concussion. It's maybe not a different story if they have a 100% Josh Jacobs and not a guy who's dealing with a knee injury all season long, or Tucker Kraft, who is their standout tight end and probably Jordan Love's favorite and best target through the first 8-9 weeks of this season. Like, they had a lot of injuries out there in Green Bay. Now, there's also the question of their head coach in Matt LaFleur, and will he be there next year? His contract has one more year left on it, and you know the whole lame duck narrative that teams and Ed Policy, their team president, said he'd rather not have his head coach and his GM and Brian Gutekunst go into the last year of their contracts without an extension. So they'll have a decision to make after what looks like will probably be a 9-7-1 season and squeaking into the playoffs for the third straight year as the seventh seed. Is that good enough for them? And if it's not, who is their head coach? I think whatever the answers are to those questions, I think the Packers will be right back in the mix next year. And also, I just think Jordan Love is a really good quarterback. I know a lot of people listening to me right now are not necessarily sold on that fact. I think that dude is really, really good. And so a healthy Jordan Love for a season, a healthy Micah Parsons, and whatever the coaching situation might be, and I think the Packers are right there in the mix. And then we get to the Bears. And I've loved this season. I have loved this season and the fact that they have a chance to go 12-5 today and already NFC North champs and possibly a 2 seed and possibly 2 or even 3 playoff games at Soldier Field. I don't know that they can sustain this. I'm saying quite simply that I don't know. I'm not saying they can't. I'm not saying I have my doubts. Just that I don't know. Ben Johnson is a first-time head coach. Does his message carry over from one season to the next? Does the league, once he has a season worth of tape as a head coach and another season as a play caller, start to catch up to him? On the defensive side of the ball, obviously, there are some issues there. There are some real problems there on the defensive side of the football in terms of stopping teams from moving the ball. And they've relied so heavily on the takeaways that's not always something that you can recreate or that you can continue to do. Turnovers are a weird thing, man. They're a real, real strange thing in the NFL. And it really does boil down to the fact that it's an oblong shaped football. And it can bounce any number of ways when it hits the ground, when it's tipped in the air. And the Bears, there is an element of luck to the number of takeaways that they've had this year. I mean, and Cassie Carlson, who I just talked about, mentioned this. They could be just the fourth team in the last 4 decades to lead the NFL in takeaways and commit the fewest turnovers. The only other teams to do that are the 49ers in 2011, the Packers in 2009, the Giants in 1997, and the 49ers were the most recent team to do that, going 13-3 and reaching the NFC Championship game a couple of years ago. That alone, the fact that they have a chance to be just the fourth team in the last 40 years to do that, tells you how rare what the Bears are doing right now is. So is it sustainable? Is it recreatable? I have my doubts, which means they're just going to have to get better on the defensive side of the football. And when I say better, I mean better at just stopping offenses, just getting offenses off the field without the takeaways and without the turnovers. That's going to have to happen if this is sustainable. So the Bears have taken the North. Are they giving it back? ever. 312-644-6767. I like their chances of competing in this division for years to come. Could I see them coming up short in winning this division as soon as next year? Yeah, I think that's a real possibility. I do. And that's why I'm just trying to enjoy this year. I'm trying to enjoy this run that they're on right now and not think too much about the future, but you do have to consider it. Let's get out to your calls. 312-644-6767. Ryan, listening on the Odyssey app up in Wisconsin. Now he's on the score. Ryan, before I let you talk, Bears fan or Packers fan?
Definitely Bears fan, man. I'm
okay,
a diehard.
Okay.
I got a good story for you, actually. I went into a tattoo parlor up in Bondi here, and I showed the guy my tattoo, and, I mean, he basically laughed it off. And it was a tribute to my dad, so I kind of took a little offense to it after a while. And if we beat the Packers and we end up playing them, I'm hanging a sign up at his door saying the Packers suck, you know? I'm going to do it.
What is the tattoo? Can I ask, what is the tattoo?
Yeah, so my dad, he passed away from ALS, unfortunately. So it's an ALS ribbon, and it's got his initials with the ALS wording. And then it's got the 85 Chicago Bears logo kind of like tying the ribbon in the middle. It's really cool.
Oh, nice, man. That's really nice. I'm sorry to hear about your dad, but that's... And he laughed at that?
Bears tattoo right away, and he goes, oh, I'm not working on that. He's like, this is Green Bay country, man. He's like, you can get it done cheaper in Chicago. And I started to get into how it was for my dad, and he just kind of blew it off. And I took a little offense to it after a while. So, yeah, he's getting a sign, man, if we beat the Packers. And, you know, I work with Packer fans whose, like, great-grandparents are, like, you know, season ticket holders and stuff. So I hear about it all the time, man. My mouth has been running a little bit this year. But, you know, I think we can definitely maintain the North. The team that I have the biggest question mark about that I think can really take it from us is the Vikings. And if they get some good quarterback play there, they're going to be a tough team. And you can't ever count out the Lions. And you can't ever count out the Packers either. They're going to be pretty healthy next year. So, you know, but I think the Bears are going to be the team to beat over the next, you know, 3 to 5 years. Because look at the core of our offense. Roma Dunze, Luther Burden, Colston Loveland, Caleb Williams, Ozzie, Darnell Wright. All these guys, man, we got a good core team. We got to get a little bit better on defense. And I think where we could struggle on defense a little against the Packers is speed, man. Because look at Watson, look at Reed. Those guys are speedsters. And right now the Bears seem like they cannot cover a speedy team. That's one thing that worries me about Green Bay possibly this coming week. But, no, man, I think we got a good core of guys together. I think we can hold the North here for the next couple of years. I really think we can. I think the Vikings are honestly the biggest question mark, in my opinion.
Ryan, I appreciate the call. I could see any of those teams. Literally, I can see any of those, any team in the North winning this division next year. All of them are in play. And I think this division is going to be a dogfight for years to come. I think you got four good head coaches in Ben Johnson, Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, and Matt LaFleur. Should Matt LaFleur stay the head coach of the Packers? I think you got good quarterbacks on at least three of those teams. Jury's still out on J.J. McCarthy. I think you got young, good pieces around those quarterbacks with all four of those teams. He brings up a great point in talking about the youth of this Bears team, and specifically the four first-rounders who've stepped in and made a difference this year. That makes you feel a whole heck of a lot better about the future and the Bears' chances to contend in this division for years to come. To have a tackle, a running back, a wide receiver, and a tight end all taken in the first couple of rounds and contributing this year is huge. And you would think that those four guys can take a step going into next year and keep this team in contention. I got to get to a break on the other side. I'll try and squeeze in a couple more of your calls. Also, want to lay out the playoff picture in these two conferences because it is wild headed into week 18 of the NFL. Rami Makhlouf with you. One more segment right after this on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
We're back, live with more Rami Metcalf on 670 The Score. In Odyssey Station.
Final segment before these airwaves are taken over by Molly, Olin Krutz, and Patrick Manley with our pregame show to get you ready for Bears and Lions today. I was just looking at the playoff picture during the break and trying to see all the different possibilities and had Packers on the screen in front of me and just read it because I am Ron Burgundy. 312-644-6767. We were asking you before the break. The Bears have taken back the North. Are they giving it back ever? Or was Ryan Poles' prediction correct? 312-644-6767. I also want to take a look at this playoff picture before we wrap it up because it is going to be a wild week 18 with lots of things still up in the air. But let's go out to Lockport and Wilson. Wilson, you're on the score. What you got, buddy?
What's up, Rami? First off, happy, beautiful week 18 NFL Sunday. We only get 18 of them. So I hope you enjoy today.
Well, not this year. We get more than 18 this year, Wilson. Thank God.
And thank God for that, right?
Yes, sir.
So first and foremost, I want the 2 seed. I want every game going through Soldier Field from now until the Super Bowl in Santa Clara. I do believe that the Bears can take on any opponent that they have. They went toe-to-toe with San Francisco, and look what Seattle did to them last night. But the reason that actually prompted my call, Rami, I got a problem, man. You went through the NFC North and you talked about how all of the competition can get better and how they were injured. Let's not forget that the beloved one is in a brand new system, both defensively and offensively, so they're playing slower because they're still processing.
True.
And then you had games where three quarters of the back of your secondary were out. I want to say the only starter that was in there was Byard. You had to get CeeDee Gardner-Johnson and Nashon Wright to start games, meaningful games for you because Tyreek Stevenson, Jalen Johnson, and your other safety was out. You have you've not had your starting nickel all season. Basically, he showed up. He went out and practiced for half a warm up, and then he's out again until the playoffs. I just think that while all the teams can point to, oh look, we've had injuries. Oh look, we didn't perform to the level we thought of. I think you can look at the Bears and say,
for sure,
neither have they.
No, you're so right. You're right about that. Wilson, I appreciate the call. I want to get in a couple more before I wrap things up. You're right about that. And I brought it up briefly, but I did bring it up that the Bears have had injury problems of their own, no doubt about it. I don't know. Well, we don't have a player as good as Micah Parsons. So I don't know that you can say we've lost anybody that good. And just the volume of injuries that the Lions have had on the defensive side of the football, I don't know that we necessarily compare to that. But yeah, the Bears have had their own injury issues to get over and have done a better job of dealing with those than any other team in the NFC North. You're right. We've been without the majority of our secondary at times. We've been without the entirety of our linebacker core at times this season. The defensive line has been beat up this year, but when I was talking about the division and the big picture of the division, I'm just saying those teams are going to get those guys back, and they're going to be more of a force to be reckoned with next year than what they were this year. Let's go out to Antioch and Bill. Bill, you're on the score. What you got, man?
Yes, sir. Your last caller was actually correct about, you know, the defense of the Bears having their problems with injuries this year. But what I'd love to say is I think the next 5 years plus, the Bears are going to be in the picture. But are they going to be the Arlington Heights Bears, or are they going to be the Indiana South Bend Bears?
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. It's not your fault. My expression of frustration is not your fault, Bill. I'm so over that, dude. I'm good with Arlington Heights. Obviously, I'm good with them staying in Chicago. This whole Indiana thing, I can't wrap my head around it. I drove through Northwest Indiana last weekend during the holidays. The in-laws live in Indiana, and we had when they talk about a world-class facility, I know there are people in that area listening to me right now. I don't mean to crap all over your town. That is not where a world-class facility goes. I'm sorry. It's just not. It's just not. And I just can't wrap my head around it. I can't wrap my head around the Bears not at least being in the state of Illinois and being in a new stadium, being there in that area. I'm just going to convince myself it's posturing, and there is nothing real to it. One more call. It's in Orland Park, and Doc, you're on the score. What you got on this Bears team?
How you doing? I cannot believe, though, that you would rather face the 49ers in the first round, which would have, since the Packers are locked in number 7, would require the Bears to lose the number 2 seed.
Well, I said that's probably the best matchup. I didn't say that's
best?
Necessarily.
It's the only one for us to win. That means you don't want them to win today. You know, that's the only way we'd get to play the 49ers. You do understand that number 7
Doc,
is locked up by Green Bay, my friend.
Yes, I'm just looking at all the possibilities and seeing which one is the best matchup, and that's probably the best matchup on paper. It doesn't mean that that's what I want, that I want the Bears to lose today and the Eagles to win and the Bears to fall into the 3 seed, but that is a possibility, and that possibility probably gives you your best matchup on paper to win a football game. That's all I was saying, Doc.
Okay, but I mean, that's not accurate, though. But that's okay. You had a great show.
Appreciate the call, but it is. It is accurate. What do you mean it's not accurate? It is. No matter who it is, it's going to be at Soldier Field, and I understand the difference in points given up at Soldier Field versus on the road. I think it's 30 points per game they're giving up on the road and only 17 at Soldier Field. No matter who it is, whether it's the Niners or the Rams or the Packers, it's going to be at Soldier Field. And the Niners are the most careless with the football of those 3 teams that you could potentially face in the first round. That's the only reason why I said that's probably your best matchup. Of the 3 possibilities, that's probably your best matchup. Does that mean that's what I want to happen? No, No, it's not. I want the Bears to win today. I want the Bears to win and get the two seed, but maybe your best chance of winning and advancing to the divisional round is facing the 49ers in that first round. All right, real quick, I just wanted to... Tyler, do you realize how crazy, how wild, how up in the air the NFC or the NFL playoff picture is headed into week 18?
Oh yeah, it's insane.
Literally the whole AFC is still in the air. Not one seed is decided in the AFC. It could be the Broncos, it could be the Patriots, or it could be the Jaguars as the one seed. You don't know who's good, and you don't know any of the other four seeds in that conference moving ahead, and the Bears aren't the only ones with something to play for today. Everything but the one seed and the seven seed is determined in the NFL. So if you're sitting down to watch a Sunday of football, there's going to be a lot on the line in these games, not just in the Bears game, in a lot of these games that you're going to watch today, which I love for a week 18 in the NFL. My thanks to Jim Costa of 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit for joining me, as well as Cassie Carlson of Fox Chicago. If you missed either of those or anything on today's show, 670thescore.com or that handy dandy Odyssey app, and you can listen to any portion of this show anytime you want. Pregame coming up next with Mully, Olin Krutz, and Patrick Manley. My thanks to you for listening and contributing to the show, and Tyler Buterbaugh on the other side of the glass. Till next time, Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening to Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bear the f*** down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.